It is another hot and humid day across the Northeast, and the heat will continue through at least tomorrow. Later this week, we'll see a cold front pass, and that will bring us down at least a couple of ticks on the thermometer as some less hot and also less humid air arrives by week's end. But for now, we're watching the thermometer, and it's up around 90 degrees in many spots once again this afternoon. The combination of heat and humidity is making it feel like it's in the lower to, in some cases, mid-90s in portions of our area. So we keep the heat and humidity right through the rest of the day into tonight. And with the heat and humidity, we have the potential for at least a few pop-up showers and thunderstorms as we work through the daytime and evening hours. Most of us will miss out on any rainfall, but if you happen to be caught under a thunderstorm, there is the potential for some locally heavy rainfall. Otherwise, it's a very warm, very humid night across New York and western New England, so we're talking about very uncomfortable sleeping conditions with temperatures in the 60s to around 70 degrees, and there will likely be some areas of fog that form as the night moves along. And tomorrow is basically a repeat performance of today, with partly sunny skies, very hot and humid conditions, with temperatures in many areas up around that 90 degree mark once again tomorrow, and with the humidity included, the heat index temperatures will be up into the lower and perhaps mid-90s during the warmest part of the day. And just like today and yesterday, with the heat and humidity, a pop-up shower or storm is possible as we go through the day. By Thursday, a cold front will approach. The front is moving at a bit of a slower clip than it seemed earlier, so at this point, it looks like most of Thursday should be free of rain. There's a better chance for rain later Thursday into Thursday night, and some of those showers may linger into Friday as that front kind of takes its time working its way through our area. A quick check of the tropics, where we have a new tropical depression, number 4. It's way out in the Atlantic, over 1,500 miles to the east of the Windward Islands. The storm is moving to the west and northwest, and the Hurricane Center is projecting that this will become a tropical storm and potentially a hurricane as we work through the late week and weekend. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of a thunderstorm, warm and humid, low in the 60s to around 70. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, hot and humid, high in the 80s to around 90. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Partly cloudy with a chance of a storm tonight, humid, low in the 60s to around 70. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, hot and humid, high in the 80s to around 90. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and Interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of a storm, humid, low in the 60s to around 70. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a chance of showers and storms, hot and humid, high in the 80s to around 90. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of a storm, humid, low in the 60s to around 70. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a chance of showers and storms, hot and humid, high in the 80s to around 90. Region-wide on Thursday, partly sunny with a chance of showers and storms, high in the 80s, and on Friday, partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and storms, with highs in the 70s to lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.